Let's bow our heads and pray together.
主我们的天父
，Lord our Father，
我们今天来到这里，向你献上我们的敬拜。
We come to this sanctuary to offer to you our worship。
我们恳求你的圣灵。
We pray that your Spirit with us today。
因为你曾应许我们说
，Because you have promised us the following，
在那日你的灵要降临在我们身上。
On that day, your Spirit will be with us。
你们的老年人要做异梦。
The elder will have vision。
少年人要见异象。
The young people have vision. The old will have dreams。
直到圣灵降临在我们身上。
Until the Spirit has be upon us。
我们就必得着能力。
That will receive strength from you。
并要在全地做你的见证。
That will become witness in the whole earth。
直到地极。
Until the end of the world。
将你的福音传遍。
Will spread the new good news to the world。
主，我们今日求你的圣灵来浇灌我们的心。
Lord, we pray that your Spirit sprinkle upon us。
来聆听你的信息。
That we can listen to your words。
主，让我们带着你的话语。
Lord, that we can have your words with us today。
就得着圣灵的能力。
That we can receive the strength from the Spirit。
好，以上祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ。
Amen。
Amen。
弟兄姐妹平安。
All of you brothers and sisters。
上个礼拜我跟各位讲到约书亚记拉合的故事。
Last week I shared with you the story about Rahab in Book of Joshua。
那个时候我说以色列人正在攻打耶利哥城，所以他们去刺探情报。
As I was sharing with you, the Israelite was trying to take up the Jericho, and they were spying out the land for some information。
今天我们看一则类似的经文，是他们以色列人在攻打爱城的时候，这些约书亚也派间谍去刺探情报。
We're also going to share with you today about how the Israelites spy out information at the city of Ai, for the same thing they want to do, to get information from the town.
关于前面这个耶利哥城，神对他们有一个特殊的指示。
There was a very special instruction, from God about the city of Jericho.
对于这个耶利哥城，神交代他们要求每天他们要绕这个城一次。
God had instructed them they have to walk around the city once a day，
连续六天
for a duration of 6 days。
但是在唯独第七天的时候，他们绕城七次。
But only on the seventh day they have to walk around the city for 7 times。
他们绕到第七次的时候
，on the seventh times around the city，
就祭司吹角，百姓呼喊。
Then the priest will blow the trumpet, and the Israelite will shout.
然后地就震动，这城墙就倒塌了。
And that time, the earth will shake, and the wall will collapse.
城墙倒塌之后，以色列人又将城中不论男女老少。
After the wall collapsed, then Israel have to go ahead.
男女老少、牛羊和驴全部都杀尽。
They have to kill all women and men and cattle, sheep and donkeys.
这个胜利之后，以色列人就趁势要继续拿下这座爱城。
After they win this victory, they have to continue on to the town, the city of Ai.
这个爱城是座小城，按照硬体和软体条件来说，完全比不上耶利哥。
The town, the city of Ai is really a very small town. It's nothing to compare to a city of Jericho. As you probably imagine, it's a very big city. For the Jericho.
所以他们根本不会是以色列人对手。
So it's really cannot be considered to be comparable opponent to Israelites army.
约书亚挑选大概3000个人上去攻打爱城。
So Joshua only select about 3,000 people to tackle this towns of Ai.
但出乎意料是，爱城的人反败为胜。
But to everybody's surprise, Ai actually won the battle.
他们打死以色列36人。
They killed 30 Israelites in the battle.
以色列人心就全部消化了。
And as you read the scripture, the heart of Israelite melt.
士气跌到谷底。
And their morale actually dropped to the the new depth.
是什么谷底呢？
What kind of depth is this?
这个雅各谷底。
The depths of Acor.
我今天要跟各位讲的讲题有三个重点，我把它印在这个 甲页周刊甲页最后面的这个讲题大纲。
The message I want to share with you has three main topics. It's right on the back cover of the bulletin.
我把它的顺序交换了一下。我现在要讲的第一点就是亚干这个罪，它是一个窃取神荣耀的罪。
I've changed the order a little bit, so the first one I'm going to share with you is rob the glory from God.
亚干的罪是整个以色列人这个犯罪一个黑暗面的原型。
The sin of Achan is considered to be a prototype of the dark side of Israelite journey of their life.
以色列人在迦南地，他们就是这是他们犯的第一桩罪。
This is the first sin they committed in the land of Canaan.
亚干他承认说他在耶利哥战役中。他在所夺的财物中看到了一件美好的示拿衣服。
Achan, as that you confess, the scripture reveals, he confessed during the war to the Jericho, he took a beautiful robe.
还有200舍客勒银子。
200 shekels of silver.
相当于大概四斤重的这个银子。
Like about 4 pounds of silver.
还有一条金子重50舍客勒。
And a wedge of gold is about 50 shekels.
大概就是一斤重。
It's about 1 pound of gold.
他说我就贪爱这些物件。
And I covet all these things.
我就把它拿去了。
And I took them.
现在他就藏在我的帐篷里。
And I hid them in my tent.
这里我们发现有四个动词，四个步骤。
There was four verbs I want you to pay attention to.
看，贪，拿，还有藏。
See, coveting, taking, and hiding.
这是人类犯罪的四部曲。
This is like the sins of tetralogy for human sins.
我们发现说我发现说人类始祖亚当夏娃在吃禁果的时候也是这四部曲。
And as we study the Genesis, the ancestor of human being, Eve, also follow this tetralogy.
创世纪他在这段描述他说，于是女人看见那棵树的果子，好做食物。
According to the recording Genesis says, the woman saw the fruit was good. The fruit was good for food.
所以这个果子也是可喜爱的。
And the fruit is also pleasing to eyes.
所以呢，能够使人有智慧，他就把果子给摘了下来。
And it is desirable so they can gain wisdom.
又给了她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
He took the fruit and gave to her husband, and he ate it too.
两人吃完以后就害怕，害怕以后就躲藏了。
And after that, they ate the fruit and they were afraid and they hid away from God.
巧合的是，这个段落中和亚干犯罪的段落中，它里面这几个动词有这四个动词完全都。等同在原文中一模一样的出现。
Coincidentally, all those four words are very similar to the story we just read about Achan.
我们说罪常常是从内心的心思意念出发。
A lot of time we understand it seems coming from a man's mind and thoughts.
亚干他的犯罪是先从不满开始。
Achan sins because of his discontent.
一开始他说我看见。
At the beginning he said, I saw.
这不是说他不经意的看见而已。
It's not that he saw something just in a random fashion.
而是他一看到他就盯住了，看得出神。
And actually, when he saw it, it focused and became so obsessed.
鬼迷心窍。
Sorry, running ahead of time, being obsessed.
Yeah, 这个金钱本身不是坏事。
Money is really not considered to be like pretty evil or bad things.
这些身外之物本来是中性的。
And actually, things extra to us, it's really they are neutral in nature.
圣经上有一句话，很多人常引用说，这个叫钱财是万恶之根。
A lot of time we say from the Bible that money is really the root of all evil.
这句话其实是错的。
This is actually wrong. It's not from the Bible.
圣经是说贪财是万恶之根。
Bible actually says greed is the root of all evil.
所以除非我们内心是有欲望有败坏。
So unless we have desires or things in our hearts, A lot of things that's outside in this world that shouldn't shake our faith. And because there's a discontent in Achan's heart, he was discontented about what he wears and what he eats. And those kind of desire and then turn into obedience to God's will.
你想说神在这个以色列人攻占迦南的时候, 他有一个当灭之物的禁令。
Well, as you quite remember, God has commanded that there is a things to be destroyed.
你想说当灭之物,
He said things need to be destroyed.
你说这些美好的衣服, 牛羊, 金子, 银子, 全部都要被毁灭。
So all those good clothes, cattle, donkeys, sheep, and gold, they all need to be are things that need to be destroyed.
这样浪费资源, 这种命令有合理性吗?
This is kind of like a waste of all the resources available. Is it reasonable?
但是在这样子去挑战神命令的合理性当中, 就是一个人违背神命令的
When you question about God's command, that lead to the disobedience to God's order.
这种自私的违背神的意念, 它不只是强夺神的财富而已, 它还有强夺神的荣耀, 慈爱,
a lot of,
顺服, 还有很多的美德。
A lot of times questioning God's will, not just disobey His command, sometimes you're robbing God's glory.
这是一种如同淫乱和拜偶像的事情。
This is very similar to fornications and idol worshiping.
在亚干所取的众多财物当中, 首先有一件事, 他说有一件事拿的美衣。
The thing that Achan took, as you read it, is the first thing is the beautiful robe.
这个美衣这个字, 它在希腊文里面是翻作彩衣。
This beautiful robe is like a color, a many colorful robe.
但是其实在这个美意这个字的希伯来文原文, 它还有一个意思, 就是它的别意就是荣耀。
The, in the original meaning of Hebrew, that colorful robes represent glory.
我上礼拜讲到说喇合他在 城墙上, 他在他的窗户上悬挂了一个红色绳结, 我说, 这个绳结的意思, 它有一个别意, 就是希望。
As I shared with you last week, Rahab was hanging this scarlet cord or rope on the door. That scarlet rope represent the salvation, the hope for the salvation.
所以他所在窗边别上的这个红色的绳结，就是象征救恩宝血的盼望。
So it's represent the hope for the salvation from the Holy Blood.
那在这里是拿的美衣这个字也有特殊的意思。
So over here, this beautiful robe from the Babylonian represent a special meaning. It represent Babylonian's glory.
因为是拿这个地方，它这是什么地方？这个地方就是巴比伦。
Because this area is belong to Babylonian area.
对，所以示拿的美衣就是象征着巴比伦的荣耀。
So that beautiful robe represent the glory of Babylonia.
是抵挡神，是掠夺神的荣耀。
When you take those, you actually defend and take away from God's glory.
这件巴比伦的名产，它这个长袍。
This beautiful robe from Babylonia.
是有权有势的人穿的。
It represents people wear that have at a high place and rich people.
但是因为它的这个彩色的这个色泽以及这个样式，它更有可能是这些外邦人他们在拜偶像的庆典里面所穿的、所跳舞的那种祭典的衣服。
So those beautiful robes, they have a special pattern. They also use during the worship of their god.
所以当亚干他去贪爱这巴比伦荣耀的时候，轻忽神的诫命。
So when Achan loved this beautiful robe, he actually was ignoring God's command.
这样亚干从实质和象征意义上都亵渎了神。
So from the essence, what he was doing, he was putting shame of God's name and also ignore God's command.
神最不要就是这个贪。
What God doesn't want the most is the greed.
我们其实有时候甚至在读书、求学的时候也会有这种情况。
A lot of time we also come across that kind of greed while we are trying to get a degree in our study.
我是个神学生，我可以发豪言说我要为神念到一个神学博士。
I was a seminary student. I also would say, hey, I want to get a doctorate in theology.
一个医学生可以，他发愿说，他要为神去当到医学院的院长，去改革医疗。
A medical student also will say, hey, I want to be a dean of medicine. I want to change the medical policy or making improvement in medicine.
我们每个人都可以向神发愿说，我们要出去努力的工作，我要赚得全世界。
We also will say to Lord that, hey, Lord, I want to have to do something for the world, for you.
但到最后却不是为了荣耀神。
But at the end of it, this is really not to glorify God.
我们今天能够在美国生长、工作、求学或是移民。
Today that we can hear, being living over here, find a job over here, or being study and immigrant this place.
在这个物质丰富的环境。
It is an environment of abundant material.
我知道这种心态很容易在我们当中发生。
So a lot of time that kind of attitude could happen to any one of us.
我不要说别人，我就说我自己。
Not to mention about anybody else, just myself.
因为我发现我在准备这个讲道的时候，很多东西其实是对我自己讲的。
A lot of times when I was trying to write this sermon, a lot of things I was speaking to myself.
我们不停地会追求各种提升物质上的或精神上的。
A lot of time we are seeking and pursuing this worldly things.
在我去献身服事的过程当中。
At a time during this journey that I was devoting my education to Lord.
我常说我已经明明为神放下了一切。
A lot of time I was telling God that I have forsake everything for Lord.
但我又却老喜欢跟别人比较。
But a lot of time I like to compare myself to other people.
而且比不过别人就很不开心。
A lot of time I don't think that I can compare to anyone else, and then I feel very, very unhappy.
那我有的东西虽然不多，但是我有了却还想要不知足，还想要更多。
I don't have a lot of things, but a lot of time I envy to have more things in my possession.
所以我就读到路加福音那里，耶稣他曾经对一个财主他说：“无知的人啊，今夜就要取你的灵魂，你所积存的还要归给谁呢？”
And in Luke it says, "You said foolish. The very night your life will be demanded from you. Then, who will get what you have prepared for yourself?"
这个不能安分守己是人最大的问题。
Not being content is one of the greatest problem human has.
在文豪哥德笔下就提到有一个浮士德。
As you probably know, the writer Cuthbert has created a character.
因为他这个浮士德对人世间的事情都不满，他最后他把自己的灵魂出卖给魔鬼，让魔鬼完成他的愿望。
And a voice was not discontent about what he has, and it's.He sold his soul to the evil to gain things that he wanted.
还有圣经中讲到，从前人类的始祖要建造一个巴别塔。
Also, we remember that the ancestors of human being trying to create this tower of Babel.
这塔顶通天，为了就是要成为神。
The tower can reach heavens, and so that they can become just like gods.
要荣耀自己的名。
They want to glorify their own names.
亚当夏娃他们吃禁果，也是听了蛇说。你们吃了，你们就跟神一样。
And Adam and Eve, they eat the forbidden fruit simply because they, when they eat, they can become gods.
这些就是人想窃取神的荣耀。
This is all the example human being want to rob God's glory.
我很难过的发现，有些传道人、有些牧师，他们希望别人称他们是这个神人、先知。
A lot of time, I feel a little bit of trouble when some minister they want to say they are very good ministers.
说你好棒啊，伟大先知，预言好准，好神啊！
Well, you are a very good prophet. Everything you said is quite accurate to the point.
说你讲道好棒啊！
And then your preaching is wonderful.
如果牧师、传道人不知道去抵挡这些，他们就陷入了网络。
If a preacher or minister they don't want to do anything to guard against those pride, then they have problem.
我们要效法的应该是像圣经中彼得、约翰。保罗这些使徒，他们一碰到这种情况就立刻跳开。
What we need to follow is example from Apostle Peter's, John's, and Paul. When it comes to this situation, they will stay away from those situations.
使徒彼得他接到异象，要去见一个外邦的一个军官，叫哥尼流。
As you probably remember, Apostle Peter when they went to Gentile country to see this officer called Cornelius.
Cornelius 一看到这个，一见到他，就立刻要向他下拜。
Cornelius when he saw him, will fall down his feet and give him worship.
他拜在这边的时候，彼得就马上跳开说：“不，你起来，我也是人。
”And Peter says, "No, get up right now. I'm as you. I'm a man."
使徒保罗和巴拿巴在希腊地方，他们行神迹医治的一个瘸子。
And the as you probably know, Apostle Paul and Barnabas they at the Greece they heal a crippled person.
当地人没看过这种事情，就鼓噪说：“哇，有神界的人形降临到我们中间了。
”And then the people started to say, "Wow, this guy has come down to us in human form."
然后人们就称这个保罗为宙斯，称巴拿巴为 Hermes.
And they all call them just like gods.
这些人要向他们送花献祭。
They want to offer a garland to them, and worship them.
彼得和巴拿巴的反应是立刻就撕裂他们的外袍，然后跳到人群中间说：“你们在做什么？马上去阻止他们。
”And Barnabas and Apostle Paul, what they do is they torn on their clothes and say, "What are you doing?"
跟他们传讲说：“唯有耶稣基督是那个神。
”So only the Jesus, the real God.
使徒不是使徒，施洗约翰在耶稣之前，他那时候也被人误认为就是那要来的弥赛亚。
As you probably know, the John the Baptist is also being mistaken. He is the God, the Messiah.
他更马上就否认说，那要来的不是我。
As soon as he heard that, he said, "No, the one is to come is not me."
那个要来的，我连跟他解鞋带都不配。
The one that I come that I cannot, I'm not even worthy to unloose his shoes.
这个才是传道人的智慧。
This is the true wisdom a minister or preacher should follow.
生命记上说，耶稣伦渐渐肥胖、粗壮、光润，他就踢跳奔跑，离弃耶和华他的神，轻看救他的磐石。
In Deuteronomy says, Jeshurun grew fat and kept filled with food.They become heavy and steep. They abandon the God who made them and rejected the rock, their savior.
启示录上面也提到一个老底家教会，这老底家教会说，我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。但神说，你却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身肉体的。
In Revelation, I mentioned about the church in Laodicea. It says, you say, I'm rich.I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
上帝如果给你很多的恩典，又很成功，那这种时候你要非常小心。
If God has given you, bless you, you have, you are successful, been blessed, and sometimes you need to be watchful.
反过来，我们有俗话说，生于忧患，死于安乐，这是有道理的。
A lot of times, it's quite reasonable to think you are born of hardship and die of happiness and peace. This is the true blessing.
这是神给我们的祝福。在像就像先知以赛亚他说：“主虽以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你的眼必看见你的教师。”
As recorded in Isaiah, although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity.And the water of affliction, your teacher will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you'll see them.
你向左或向右，你必听见后面有声音说：“这是正路，要行在其中。”
When you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it."
我们再来看到第二点，我说这是一种会发酵的细菌。
And second topic I want to talk about is a germ that is leavening.
我们会问说，好，那我们说亚干犯罪了，但是他的罪为什么会连累到会众呢
？And we are asking a question: When Achan sinned, why would that influence the Israelites?
有这36个在爱城之战中阵亡的将士，他们的牺牲对他们公平吗？
There are 36 Israelites. They die in that battle. Is that fair?
在列王记下中，上帝就强调说，不可因子杀父，也不可因父杀子，个人要因本身的罪而死。
Well, in Second King, it says, a "Father will not die because of children, and children will not die because of their father. Everyone needs to die for their own cause."
但我们在第十一节的时候，我们读到神却说以色列人犯了罪。
And on verse 11 says, Israel has sinned.
难道这些会众都有责任吗？
Is it all people in Israel, they all share this responsibility?
上帝公平吗？
Is God fair on this?
但是我就跟各位说，有一种东西是会发酵细菌。
And I want to share with you, there's something, a germ that will leaven.
我跟各位讲一个故事。
Let me share with you a story.
这故事说，从前有一个很爱打扮的国王。
Well, it was a story about a king who really liked to dress up nicely.
他常常要穿新衣裳到一个地步，就是城中所有的裁缝师、设计师都无法满足他。
He liked to wear new clothes and new dresses, and until to a point that all the designers and all the weavers in the town couldn't satisfy his desire.
有一天城里就来了两个自称是裁缝师的人。
One day, these two swindles came into town.
他自称说能够做出最美丽、最奇特的衣裳。
They can create and fabricate the most magnificent dress that a weaver can make.
但是他们的这种布料呢，凡是愚蠢还有不称职的人都看不见。
But the one thing is very, very magnificent is the material they use is going to be invisible to people incompetent and foolish.
那国王就听了，那非常好，你就来做做看，就聘用他们。
Well, the king said it was a very good idea, so hired these two weavers to make clothes for him.
这两个骗子就开始在这个空空织布机上非常煞有介事的就忙碌起来。
And these two swindles start to weave this clothes with a invisible loom.
那几天之后，国王就想说看进度如何，就派了他一个大臣去查。
And a few days, the king want to know what's going on with this new clothes, a new dress. He sent a minister to inspect the status.
大臣一到这个衣房这个里面看，这织布机上，他发现他什么都看不到，他就害怕起来。
And the trusted minister came and see this clothes that being weaved on this invisible loom. He couldn't see anything.
他很怕说国王马上就被拆穿，说他就是一个不称职且愚蠢的大臣，所以他就跟国王撒谎。
He was so afraid that he is one of them is incompetent and foolish, so he couldn't see the dress, so he lied to the king.
他想说：天哪，这是怎么回事？为什么我什么都看不到？难道我真的是愚蠢的人吗？
Then he was saying, "Oh my gosh, what's happening? How come I couldn't see anything? Am I foolish and I'm incompetent? I couldn't see this new dress."
所以他就回去跟国王说：啊，我看到这衣服实在是非常美。
And he lied to the king, said, "Wow, this dress is so magnificent."
那最后，当这个骗子们向国王献上这个根本看不到衣服的时候，国王发现自己虽然也什么都看不到，但是所有大臣都看得到。
When this two swindle present this magnificent dress to the king, the king couldn't see anything, but he kind of all the minister was saying how the dress is so wonderful and so magnificent.
那所以国王就也发出赞叹说：“哦，真是太美了，我非常非常满意。”
So even though he couldn't see it, he said, "This dress is so wonderful, so great. I'm very happy."
那国王就在骗子指示下，一步一步的，一件一件的就穿上了这个衣裳。
So under the instruction of the two swindlers, the king gradually put on this new and magnificent dress.
这两个人跟他解释说：“这衣服穿起来就像蜘蛛丝一样，在身上你完全感觉不到它，非常的轻巧。”
The two swindle telling that this dress is just like the dress that woven by a spider's silk. You couldn't feel anything at all.
然后大家就异口同声的就不停的发出各种赞叹，说陛下，这实在剪裁的非常合身啊。
And everybody's the ministers, everyone saying, "Well, Majesty, this dress is great. It looks great, fits you well, and it is a really nice design."
另外一个人说，哦，这花色多么别致啊！我从来没看过这么高贵的衣裳。
And the other one say this pattern is so unique. I had never seen anything like as noble as this.
那国王他就很满意，他甚至想要去出城巡视看看，看人民到底是聪明的还是笨的。他隔天就穿着衣裳出门大游行。
And after the being praised by all the minister, he would say, "The next day I can wear this dress, go for to the town for a parade, so I can show off this dress."
那在路上的沿街百姓就从一开始错愕，但是每个人就开始发出赞叹。
That everybody was praised to this invisible dress.
直到人群中冒出一个天真的小孩，就说：“这国王根本就没有穿衣服啊。”
And one of the very young innocent kid was saying, "The king didn't dress anything on at all."
那旁边的大人就赶快想要捂住他的嘴，说：“啊，你这个笨小孩，你这个自曝其短。
Adults were trying to acquire the child not to say anything like that.
”但是旁边就已经有些人，就因为听到这个小孩的这个天真的这个童言童语，就笑了出来。
So a lot of people that listen to the child's comment and they start laughing about it.
因为没有人看到国王穿衣服。
Because no one really see that king actually wear anything at all.
那最后大家就传开，就全部就哄笑成一团。
And it was bringing out a great laughter.
那国王就才知道说他被骗了，他真的是光着身体在街上走。
And the king finally figured out he was being decided to walk on the street without any clothes.
那国王他也求到不行，但是他还是要装作很有威严的样子，就是硬是很尴尬走完了全程。
But the king was embarrassed but continued to walk on keep on walking down the street.
这个就是一种会发酵的细菌。
This is the germ that will continue to be leavening.
你一个人蠢，你就继续传染给别人，导致全部人都跟你一样蠢。
So if one of the people are stupid, then we cause other people being stupid as well.
在约书亚记这边，上帝其实他跟以色列人说，关于占领耶利哥城，他只有两个命令。
There's two commands that God given to Israel when they trying to take down the city of Jericho.
他说要善待拿和一家人。
First thing, they have to treat Rahab, the family of Rahab, really well.
但是第二件事就是说要远离，要毁灭那些当灭之物。
And they have to stay away all those devoted things that to be destroyed.
在这个章节中，第七章中，他有七次提到当灭之物。
In this book of Joshua, there are seven times that this devoted thing to be destroyed is mentioned about seven times.
对，我们将用英文讲这个 devoted things。这个意义就表示说，它就是一场以神为名发起的一个圣洁的运动，一个圣战。
As this devoted thing is referring to a holy war that started out in God's name.
它在属灵意义上就是一个要洁净、一个净化的一个运动。
In the meaning, in the spiritual meaning, this is a war of purification and sanctification.
但是亚干的行为，就是让以色列全体就感染了这个病毒，让他们全以色列人都成为了当灭之物。
But what Achan has been done, that sin against God and become the leavening ingredient of this Israel people.
我们从圣经知道说，亚干他的身份，他不是一个无名氏，不是一个张三李四而已。
As you read from the Bible, Achan is not an ordinary person.
他的宗族显然是非常的显赫，所以我们看到他的这个每次介绍他的时候，就长长的一串的这个 title， 一个名目头衔，就是说他是犹大支派谢拉的曾孙，撒底的孙子，加米的儿子，犹大支派继承人亚干。
So he, as you probably read it from his introduction, he's a descendant from Judah. He's a son of Carmi and great grandson of Zerah.
我们从这经文也清楚知道说，亚干他其实并不缺金银财宝。
As you read from scripture, Achan is not poor. He is not lacking of silvers and golds.
这里的约书亚记七章二十六节的描述，我们就看到他就像是创世纪十三章或者约伯记一章对这个亚伯拉罕或者是约伯的描述，就是一个望族一样。
And as you recorded from the verse 26, Achan's family is just like a family of Abraham or a family of Job. They are a rich family.
他拥有牛、驴、羊、帐篷，还有许多其他资产。
He owns cattle, donkey, sheep, and tents, and a lot of other treasures and resources.
雅各谷那边本来一大片的这个平原都是归他管的，都是归他的。
Actually, the plan of Acre Valley was about to allot it to them.
特别是对于这个以色列的这个游牧民族的情况来说，他拥有很多帐篷，这帐篷就相当于不动产。
Well, people that migrating from places to places, those tents really is their real estate.
但虽然他的帐篷是跟着他们一起动来动去的。
Even though those tents are moving with them, it doesn't stay on one place.
如果我们用这个马克思主义的话说，亚干就是一个掌握了生产工具的资产阶级。
If we're using idea from Marxism, is Achan's actually belong to a, what we call property owning class.
确实人们就是会有这种去往上看，去羡慕这个领导的这种从众效应。
So a lot of time that we have a way that we kind of like what we call a bandwagon effect. We like to follow crowd and popular trend.
亚干他的例子就提醒我们这些好像在领导别人的这些领导领袖，不论是一个家庭的家长，还是一个教会的牧长一样，一个对一个领导来说，我们知道这个领导的言行会影响到底下的人。This
also gives us a reminder as a leader that you have a great influence for the people around you.
从国王新的故事，我们说一个国王的愚蠢就让全国人跟他一起蠢。
As from this story that I share with you, the new dress from the king, if the king is foolish and the entire nation will be foolish as well, being influenced.
当他在那边光着身体耀武扬威的时候，全国从上到下只知道去附和他跟赞美他。
A lot of time when the king was doing that and people praising and the whole nation also considered to be stupid too.
雅各的罪如果不处理的话，他也就会发酵，让全以色列人一起遭殃。
If the sins of Achan's not being dealt with, and the Israelite people will be being influenced.
就像是做面包的面粉团，从一点点的酵母就会发起整团的面包。
Just like when you're trying to make a bread with the dough, once adding a little yeast, the dough continue will rise.
所以圣经在这一章的25节，约书亚就说：“你为什么连累我们呢？今日耶和华必叫你受连累。”
And over here in 25, it says, Why have you brought this trouble on us? The Lord will bring trouble on you today.
这就是罪的特性，它是一种会发酵的细菌。
So this is the significance of sins, just like we talk about, a sins that will leaven.
最后第三点，看到欲望的背后是无知。
The last thing I want to share with you is the behind the greed is the ignorance.
亚干他把东西偷来，最后一步他就想办法藏起来。Achan
took things, and then the last thing he wanted to do is he wanted to hide those things.
这是一种犯罪后标准反应。This
is a pretty common react once you sin.
罪就在这种情况下发酵。And
then the sin continued to ferment and grow.
偷来的东西被藏起来了，就跟他帐下自己的东西摆在一起。And
then the thing that he stole away and he put it in the tent.
但是最好笑的就是这里。One
thing you won't laugh about is this.
你拿了一件那么美的衣服，结果你一穿出来，人家就能够马上的指认说：“哎，你这衣服是巴比伦的吧？这个这么特别。”The
most thing you laugh about is he took this beautiful robe, but once he wore outside and everybody recognized. This is something from a Gentile country.
从花纹和料子之后，人们马上就能认出说这个不是本国的东西。They
can recognize this is really something not made in Israel. Israel.
这不是神说那个要当灭之物吗？
Is that something that God was commanded? Those are the things is to be destroyed previously.
马上就穿帮了。So
right away, they're being caught.
结果衣服。 偷来了，却必须要小心翼翼地把它藏起来，连穿的机会都没有。So
beautiful robe he took and he had to hide away, and that's truly a foolish act.
我们就从国王的故事也发现，就是这种愚蠢。And
this story about this new dress from the king share the same essence of this stupidity.
亚干他根本就不需要这些特别的金银和衣服。Achan
really doesn't need all of those treasure.
他甚至根本用不上这些东西。He doesn't really
need all of those gold and silver.
他因为怕被人知道，就得把它小心翼翼地把它藏起来。Because
he's afraid of being known by other people, so he had hide those things he took.
人就是常常这么软弱，自欺欺人。Well,
this is our weakness. Sometimes we kind of like having the self-deception.
你穿不了那么多衣服。You
cannot wear all those things.
你也吃不了那么多食物。You
cannot eat. All the food.
你睡不了那么大张床铺。You
cannot sleep on such a big bed.
你开不了那么多车子。You
have a lot of cars. You cannot drive them all at the same time.
你一个人有几双手几双脚
how many hands you can have to be able to do all of those things.
当年菲律宾那个贪渎的元首马可士，他有一个夫人，第一夫人叫伊美黛。
As you probably remember, the wife of the first president of Philippines, president named
Imelda Marcos.
Imelda Marcos, yeah.
人家后来, 因为他贪污, 人家就去他们家搜索。
Because of corruption, they went to their home to search.
就发现家里鞋柜有3000双鞋子。
And find out that she owned 3,000 shoes.
3000双鞋子，这在有智慧面前只会显得很可笑。
This is really something laughable for when people think about it.
你是一个千足虫吗？你几双脚能穿多少鞋子啊？
How many pair of shoes can you actually wear?
以前的中国皇帝说他们后宫有3000佳丽。
As you probably know, the ancient China emperor has 3,000 concubines.
所以就有人发明了一个成语，其实成语是他们把它串起来，说后宫佳丽3000人。
There says the palace had 3,000 concubines.
那下一句话怎么接呢？ 有人就把它接了一句说：“这后宫佳丽3000人，铁杵磨成绣花针。”这个就不用翻译了，没关系。但我说就是说，你一个人需要多少个太太？
We'll leave it as that. Yeah.
对，你一个人需要多少个太太
？So how many wives can't you have?
一个太太就够你受了。
One wife is more than enough.
这圣经上告诉我们说，人若赚得了全世界，却赔上自己的性命，有什么益处呢？
So the Bible tells us that, what good would it be for someone to gain the world, yet forfeit their soul?
耶稣告诉我们说，无知的人啊，若是今夜就要取你的灵魂，这些身外之物对你还有什么意义呢？
The people, God says, once your life, your soul being demanded, and what this worldly possession you can do about it.
财富多了就徒增烦恼。
The more wealth you have, it just add more worries to you.
你钱太多了，就怕你这个远亲都来跟你借钱。
Once you're wealthy, you'll find out people want to trying to borrow from you.
你怕别人跟你抢，你还要多请个保镖来守住你的金库银库，保障你的人身安全。
You find out someone going to rob you, and then you find the bodyguard to protect you.
所以，当人类始祖犯罪的时候，他们听见耶和华在园中行走，在寻找他们。So
when the ancestors sins, they find out Jehovah, the God was walking around to find them.
他们就藏在园中躲避神的面。They
hid in the garden, in the forest, away from God.
神说：“亚当，亚当，你在哪里？”And
God says, "Where are you?"
那亚当躲起来，他说：“我在园中听见你的声音，就害怕，因为我赤身露体。”
And Adam says, I heard your voice, but I'm afraid because I'm naked and I hid.
事实证明，人并没有随着欲望的满足和扩张就变得更有智慧。
True says we don't get wiser with the increase, with the satisfaction of desire and with the satisfaction of what we want.
你欲望越是扩张, 我们就越陷入这种无知跟欺骗的沼泽当中。
The more you trying to satisfy your desire, the more you become ignorant.
人类社会集体所能够成立、所建立在一个互相信任的基础上，就因着这种欺骗和贪婪而被彻底的毁灭。
Yeah, because of deceptions and things like this nature will cause destruction of the foundation of society, that is the trust.
我们上礼拜讲喇叭的故事。
Last week, I shared with you the story about Rahab.
我们要从这当中学到一些救恩的信息。
We need to learn an important lesson from this salvation.
喇叭因为信靠神。
Rahab trusted in the Lord.
神把她从这个外邦这个自卑微的一个人瞧不起的妓女身份把她升高。
So God was able to be able to save Rahab from being just a prostitute.
把它放到救世主的这个家谱当中。And
put in the genealogy of being saved.
而亚干呢，他本来是以色列里面有名望宗族，是以色列最大的犹大支派的一个显赫的后裔。
And Agan is one of the being honorable tribe.
却在他的行为上面，因为藐视神，神就把他从这个有名望的这个地位把他剪除。
And then God took him away because of the sin he committed.
这个就是神救恩的奇妙。
This is the essence of God's grace,
他把这些人
salvation.
眼中看为自卑为，他让他升高，把这些人自以为自高自满的，他把他降为卑微。
He raised a people that was not being considered to be on a high place, but and then pushed people that is considered to be high down.
约书亚记第七章十九节，我们在刚才读到这个这一章，约书亚他就对亚干说。
In chapter Joshua 7:17, it says,
我儿，我劝你将荣耀归给耶和华以色列的神，在他面前认罪，将你所做的事告诉我，不要向我隐瞒。
And Joshua said to Achan, My son, give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel, and honor him. Tell me what he has done. Do not hide it from me.
约书亚告诉他，约书亚本来还不知道这件事情，但是他说：“你把荣耀还给耶和华，你把那衣服还给耶和华，这个就是神的荣耀。你要把荣耀归给耶和华。”
So Joshua was saying, "Return glory to God."
亚干后来被以色列人拖到山谷里，用石头打死。
And Achan was being stoned to death at the valley.
他偷来的东西全部都被烧掉，而且被埋起来，用石头堆成一大堆。
Thing that he took away was being burned down, and he was being buried by a pile of rocks.
但是因为他在临行前他有悔改跟坦诚他的错误。
But before that, he has a complete, repentance. Yeah.
那神加上以色列人，也对他做出了这个应有的处置。
Also, Israel has done something to him.
神最后就回心转意。
And God turned away from his fierce anger.
不发他的烈怒。
Turn away from the fierce anger.
我们有理由相信亚干虽然肉身被埋葬了，但他的灵魂，被神所接受了。
Well, we have true reason to believe, even though his body has been buried, but his soul has been with God.
这个叫雅各谷的地方，后来在几百年后，在小先知书当中又出现。
This place, Achish Valley, was later on was appeared one more time.
先知何西阿称它做希望之门。
Prophet Hosea said, "This is the door to hope."
我本来有一个投影，想把这经文打出来，我现在就念给各位。我何西阿书二章十五节，他说：“哦，太好了，我把它。
”So it's recorded in Hosea chapter two.
他从那里出来，我必赐他葡萄园，又赐他雅各谷作为指望的门。
So, I will give her back her vineyard, and I'll make the valley of Achor a door of hope.
那在这似乎是指的亚干的故事说的。
This is referring to the story of Achan.
到了以赛亚的时候，又有一个经文，上帝说，撒伦平原必成为羊群的圈，雅各谷必成为牛群躺卧之处，都为寻求我的名所得。
In Isaiah, it also says the Sharon become a pasture for sheep, and the valley of Achor will place where the cattle graze.
所以雅各谷不只是一个痛苦和审判的地方而已。
So as you the Achor is not only a place for pain and judgment.
它有三个意义。
There are three important meanings I want to share with you.
第一个意义是，当我们受到诱惑而犯罪的时候，我们侵占上帝的荣耀。但上帝会让你有机会悔改。
So even though we sin against God and making mistake, God will offer an opportunity for us to repent.
当一个人承认自己的是个罪人，来到神面前悔改的时候，神就因此得着了荣耀。
When a person confess the sins and come before God for repentance, God will regain the glory.
第二个是当人们去效法领袖的错误，孩子，那人们会去效法领袖的错误。
So people tend to follow mistake from leaders.
孩子会效法父母亲的错误。
And children will sometimes follow mistake from their parents.
在我们的心里那些欲望和不满，如果不及时对付，它就会发酵。
So a lot of time, if we don't deal with our desire in our heart and discontent in our heart, then it will continue to grow and ferment.
从贪 拿藏一步步就发展成违逆神的罪行。
As I show you, from step by step, from seeing, coveting, taking, and hiding, it will continue to ferment and become a behavior that rebel against God.
我们自以为天衣无缝的罪行，更会在群体中悄悄地发酵。
And we consider seamless sins sometimes will leaven in a society, in a group.
导致信任的瓦解和集体的灾祸。
And lead to corruptions of faith and the trust.
雅各谷上的石头是一个从群体中除掉罪恶的记号。
The rock of this acre value is a symbol that we can cleanse the sins from in a group.
但是它也提醒我们来到神面前去正确看待自己的意念，来到神面前把这个当作除去我们心中的罪的一个记号。
It also reminded us we need to come to the God to really truthfully regard our true desire and then really come to the Lord to look for the true satisfaction.
第三个意义。
The third meaning.
约书亚的时候，这雅各谷代表一个艰难的意涵。
Well, this acre valley represents a bad time. This is really a hardship time.
这是我们犯罪需要受到这个惩罚，需要受到教训的一个过程。
This is a process when you sin, you have to go through.
可是经过了这个艰难，当我们愿意回转的时候，神就把雅各谷透过何西阿书的启示变成了一个盼望。
Well, once we went through those hardship and difficult time, when our will, when our will and our mind return, God will turn this acre valley into a door of hope.
这是寻求的人都可以得到的福分。
This is all the blessing that whoever seek God will receive.
当我们继续的去走进这个盼望之门的时候，我们才发现
，When the only way find this, you continue walk through this door of hope.
雅各谷里面有丰富的宝藏，是上帝的祝福与平安。
There is a treasure that God put in the acre. This is the blessing and peace from God.
约书亚记写成的时候，他原初的读者大概是主前七世纪的那时候的以色列人。
So when Joshua was being written, that's times about the sixth or seventh century before God.
这第六、第七世纪。
Before Jesus.
这个主前第七或第六世纪的时候，以色列已经亡国，失去了他们的家园。
Back then, Israel don't have lost their country.
神透过摩西在西乃山的盟约已经是一个遥远的记忆。
So the covenant at and Sinai it has become a very remote memory for most of Israelites.
以色列他们的灭亡是因为他们悖逆神，持续的悖逆，要自己立王，毁弃神对他们的领导。
The loss of their country is because the Israelites' rebellion to the Lord.
他们四处拜偶像。
Israel worshiping other gods.
所以约书亚记这里提醒了以色列人。
So in the book of Joshua, God reminded Israelites.
耶和华神才是他们真正的王。
The gods of Israel is their true God.
我们不论是靠铁车、马兵、船坚炮利。甚至政治权谋都不是国家兴盛的关键。
For a country to prosper, it cannot depend on the army or any worship, or even depends on political intrigue.
如果上帝能使用一位本来是淫乱、被藐视的妓女，成为救恩的盼望。
If God can use a prostitute become the hope for the salvation.
他能够用拉合来教导以色列人什么叫做信靠上帝，对上帝忠心。
If God can use Rahab to teach Israel to trust in the Lord,
那透过亚干，他就要教导以色列人拜偶像的行为如何如同淫乱一样，是让上帝伤心以及愤怒。
And through Achan, we'll learn a lesson that God is angry about this behavior that worship other gods.
确实，在亡国的处境当中，要持续纪念那个遥远大能的上帝，需要的不是一个普通的热情而已。
Well, when this country, there is a country, has gone, it's very difficult to worship this remotely connected God.
而是需要持续坚守的信心。
They not just need a passion, they need to have a faith, firm faith.
看得见的偶像，在这个物质的世界上。对血肉之躯的我们，一直会有一种不可抵挡、一种贴身的诱惑力。
As we know that this worldly desire or this idol continue have we being tempted by those.
但是在世上追逐这些偶像，却无法给我们心灵真正的盼望和平安。
As you pursue those idols and worldly things, it couldn't give us a true peace and hope.
今天就让我们再次来到施恩的神面前，献上我们的心。
So once again, let's come to our Lord to offer our hearts.
献上我们的一切。
Offer everything we have.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天看到约书亚的祷告。
Lord, we have read a prayer from Joshua.
是他们在爱城大大挫败之后，来到你面前一个小小的祷告。
It was a prayer after they'd been had a great defeat at the city of Ai.
这个祷告让我们看见。Through
this prayer, we can understand.
当你施恩给我们，使我们亨通时。
When you give us blessing and blessing us with prosperities.
叫我们不要因为自以为了不起就远离了你。
That we don't think this is all because of us and then going astray from you.
主，当我们遭遇这样挫败的时候，
Lord, when we're being defeated and have failures,
我们知道这是你的教导，让我们回到你的面前。
We know that this is your lesson you want us to take so we can return back to you.
在你面前求你光照我们。
We, Lord, we help you, you shine upon us.
我们也求你， 因我们向你认罪， 我们也求你
We want to confess our sins and we want to ask you your receiving us. So your grace will become the source of hope and faith, peace.
That
we know that, Lord, that whoever seeks you, that you will give him all the blessings. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
最后有一首诗歌回应。
I'd like to have a song to respond to the message we have today.
我们可以把它切换回来。这个诗歌我很喜欢。
I like this song particularly.
但是它那个音调有点高，不是很容易唱。
But this one has a very high pitch, so bear with me.
那我希望会唱的人跟我唱，我需要把它切换回来吗？ 需要按那个吗？ 我的声音没办法出来。 哦， 我用你的电脑放可以吗？ 那我是不是要按一下？ 他这个诗歌叫做《永恒的答问》，我把它放在那个 Explorer 上面，已经开好了。你把它关掉了吗？你把它关掉了。
Is it on the internet?
那我这边放的话，我怎么放？不好意思。
Play it over here and on the microphone. Can you see it though?
我可以看到它。不好意思，我们对。
All right, bear with us with some technical challenge.
对。那我可以从这边放，然后。Yeah,
but I don't think they can see it though.
Oh.
Yeah, switch it over.
这样可以吧
？Okay.
好。 会唱的话可以跟着一起唱，但是我会跟着唱。那如果唱的不好，就让大家对。上遇到困难，是你快乐永久，是问谁人支配将来，永远不必担忧，名和利。 那天才足够，能使你满足永久。试问， 就算拥有一切，谁能守住眼前的所有？人世间变幻无穷，变幻今朝多少光彩，在明日转眼消失离开。不朽的生命永存在，在耶稣基督里面，在跟随他的人心间。
我找的他没有在画面里面打字幕，我应该找一个有字幕的。